All right, good morning. Hey, we're getting rolling here, and we're gonna have today is it's just exciting. I mean, when you can have, get this, guys, over 4,000 people on a webinar for a weekend. I mean, and all you do is push a green button. I mean, and our attendance blew it out, and I'll be talking about that, how to follow up and what we got going on this coming weekend. So I'm going to jump on it right now, but things are rocking in a big way at STP. And so we'll get it rolling here. I'm going to cover a few things, and we're going to get into kind of how, you know, how I see things from a standpoint of going out and building your business and really getting your numbers up the way we want to be doing it. So, of course, we got the same team that always takes care of business, support at Sales Team Pro. That's Lucas, Ideas at Sales Team Pro. Send them over. We want all your ideas. You can hit Kristen up as well, and we'll write it up, make it happen. Nothing is changing in January, intro to money. One of the things that we're going to do, this is one of Josh's ideas, and I think it's great. We're going to take the thing that we did, the masterclass, and we're going to turn it into a series. Each part is going to be a series. You'll be able to do that. We're going to get Lucas to edit that to the point where you can hit, you know, like we've been doing the 12 classes. Now we're going to have the investment deal where you can hit a button, send that thing out as well. And that'll be another email campaign coming up to be able to do, get your people on, join the team. You know, I had two of my new securities license people at the event, right, Kristen? We had our, and that all came from sending them through the system, right? And following up, you know, did not do a single presentation, just did a follow-up. And, but we had that going. So you got real estate on Wednesday. It's interesting. I had a guy that I was talking to, works at another brokerage type company that I've been trying to maybe recruit the guy. And anyway, he's like, yeah, man, I cold call real estate agents. And I'm like, you do? Yeah. Matter of fact, he had sent Angela something in the mail too. Isn't that something? And so the point being is this real estate deal is a great opportunity. Interest rates are going up. Realtors are going to see things slow down a tad, even in hot markets, and then are sending fundamentals. And Kristen, you want to pop that out again on the survey so we can keep doing that. We had, I don't know, 100 and something people fill it out last time. And I think we're going to end up emailing it too, but we want to find out, you know, about your success. You know, had on the survey, 91% of you said that Sales Team Pro contributed to you growing your income. How about that? So the rest of you 9%ers, we got to get you moving in the right direction. But we did have that. We want to find out how things are going that way. The kickoff is February the 12th. I will, you know, I've got a lot of ideas. I'm going to run them by people. We'll make the announcement of the topic. But every time, it's always something that can help you grow. And had, you know, big turnout. So go ahead and put that down, and anybody can attend. You can also, if you've got people that didn't get Sales Team Pro, send them to the training link at salesteampro.net/training, or you can send it to them. You know, anybody wants to get on can do that. All right. Client kickoff replay starting this, it will be this Saturday at 10 a.m. All right. So 10 a.m. we will do it again. Central Standard Time, 10 a.m. Lucas is working on it, and we'll have it ready to go. And, you know, this one is, I think, even more important because this one, you know, all the speakers, if we want to, we can just sleep in, all right, and know that it's still going to be working. Isn't that good? From 10 to 1, the investing class, master class of investing. So check this out, guys. Yes, we killed it, and we got another one Saturday. You'll be able to push the button. We had 1,674 logins on Zoom, 1,251 unique viewers, 2,600 views on YouTube, and we've already got, as of just a few minutes ago, 334 people that have registered for Saturday, and we hadn't even got started yet pushing the button. So we're going to talk about pushing the button in just a second. So let's start out. I'm going to go into Sales Team Pro for a minute, kind of show you some of the stuff that you're going to want to be able to do, you know, and look at. So Steve has this thing all up and running. Steve, are you on with us? Hey, Steve.
I am. You want the button up?
Yeah. Let's see the button, man. Where's the button?
Give me 10 seconds here.
Here we go. Steve is going to publish the button.
Reload.
Reload. You want me to reload?
Yeah, and hopefully it's there.
Ah, there's the button. There you go. All right. Y'all ready? All right.
Now this sends it to all your folks, Roy.
Okay. You ready? Here we go. 4,700. Come on. Where's that? 4,700.
Yeah, right.
Come on, Steve. What are we doing here? I'm pressing the button.
You did?
Yes.
Well, wonderful. Hold your shift key down and hit the reload button again.
Okay, so you made a here. All right.
No, I'm gonna have to. Something didn't upload. I'll look at it.
It'll be ready in a minute. All right. Yeah. So no pressure, Steve. We just got about 30 minutes, and yeah, we needed
no pressure.
All right. So anyway, so what we're going to do, all right, guys. So what happens is your attendees, you can go look at your custom list. It's going to show you who registered. Then if you go on down the page, I got a bunch of these lists. You can drag it up as well. It'll show you who showed up, and it'll also show you who registered and stuff like that. I'm going to talk today about what I would do to get things going, but I wanted to show you something. I think, when you're building your business, data is key. Data is the key to building your business. I mean, if you've got data, okay, over a period of time and you stay in touch with people, you're going to have things happen that it'll blow your mind. I remember back in the days when, I'd start on the radio. I had no idea what marketing was all about, but I was in there 3 hours a day, 5 days a week, doing that kind of stuff. And I would have people that would come in 5 years later and they say, oh, I've been listening to you for 5 years. Okay. Da, 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 da. And they inherited money, whatever it may be. So I want to show you, this is when Sales Team Pro began, it was very basic in the whole deal. And so what I did is the original Sales Team Pro was June 18th of 2014. So June 18th, 2014 was the original. Hello, somebody, my name, Chris. Anyway, June 18th of 2014 was our original first people. Now I want you to look, if you go through here, look under this created June of that. Now watch what happens. So I've got these names in here and I have this many people that were registered, get this guys, from June 18th, 2014, all of that, all right? So then we go right here and you say, well, what have they been doing? All right. Well, let's see. How about that, guys? Is that the most crazy thing you've ever seen? Isn't that something? That's called following up. All right. Look at this. Following up. That's since June of 2014. Matter of fact, I'll show you what I sent out back then. The first campaign I sent out, got my hair. I like that. This was when we were download the landing page, that kind of deal. Isn't that something? All right. And that was the first one that started going out. And what you have to do, and if you go back, you look, you say, well, let's look at another one. Here's a guy that, same deal. They were sailing like this. I mean, look, the guy didn't open anything and then he registered for the event all the way back. All right. So this is called a marketing plan. And so today I'm going to talk to you about that, about a marketing plan. So what you want to be doing is start looking at, I had, interesting enough, this guy right here, 2018, I had an appointment with him yesterday. All right. And so, and we upped his daughter's IRA. How about that? So that was what happened there. So you want to go in your custom list is where you're going to find the names. And then if you go on down the page, I got tons of them. You'll also find the rest of them. And by the end of today here, we'll come back on and we will do a hit the button again and we'll send it out and do it one more time. So I wanted to let you see that. So let's go back to the follow-up plan and we'll get that going here. So anyway, I think that's pretty exciting to have that kind of numbers. You imagine back in the days, you know, when you had to call somebody on the phone and that's the only way to do it. And what would it cost you to put together a webinar that's got, you know, 4,000, a seminar that has 4,000 people? I mean, you know, I mean, it just doesn't matter. I mean, it just technology is incredible to be able to do stuff like this. So anyway, so let's get this. Let's see. Right here. So let's get back in here. So follow-up plan. All right. So here's what you got to look at. Follow-up is the most important thing out there. If you look at those number of emails that I sent, in addition to those emails, we also were doing annual reviews. We're also doing, you know, calls to them, birthdays, text messages, meetings, all that kind of stuff. Well, start looking at it. A couple of my customers that were on there, I know one of them I saw has got 7 million with me. Another one's got 600,000 with me. I had another one that just did $150,000 annuity just this week that was on there. I mean, I look at all the things that go on, and what does it go back to? It goes back to follow-up. Now, if you look at it and if you get your mindset on follow-up to be that, at some point in time, 80% of the population is going to buy financial services from somebody. 80%. We got 20%. They're going to not, you know, you got the low end income. They're not going to do it. So we've got 80% going to do that. So if 80% is going to do that, why wouldn't they just do it with us? Right? Why wouldn't they just do it with you? Well, the reason is because somebody else beat you to them, okay, and did a good job following up and staying with them. But then there's another group that they're just waiting for someone else to contact them so you can take their business. And I want you to think about this. The majority of all of the business that we take, the majority of all of the business that we do is we take it from somebody else. You ever think about that? Majority of it. It's the rollover 401k. Well, if you have a 401k, you know, if I set up a 401k for a company, then why would somebody be rolling their 401k to somebody else? It should be rolled to me, right? All right. So almost all of our business is coming from other business, taking it. That's what it is. We take the business. You know, we first got involved in the old days, you know, we would replace whole life insurance and go in there. And we just, as a normal course of business, we go do that. The question though is, if you're not following up, you become the victim in the thing, because what's happening is you're not doing the service. So you become the victim. So these are numbers, and we've seen these numbers, but you know, 80% of all sales are made between the 5th and 12th contact. All right. I can go back through and see all this kind of stuff. And basically what we're talking about is now that you got this group in here and you're building your database, what you want to do is you want to be the follow-up king or queen. Nobody outdoes it. Nobody gives more service. Nobody does more than that. And what will happen is you'll start seeing your business really come together, and you'll see things happen that normally you just don't get used to seeing happening. You know, like, you know, have an annual review and the guy's got another $45,000, you know, it's just stuff like that. And so think about the follow-up stats. So what we want to do, we want to work on the mindset of the database. All right. So if you have 20 productive hours in a week, and productive hours to me starts out, you know, a lot of times productive hours is when you're new, you need to have 20 productive hours. Tom Hopkins says you need to spend, you know, when you're new, about 80% of your time prospecting. All right. And the reason you do that is you got to build your database. And I started looking back. I was telling some of my guys Saturday, you know, what I did, you know, and early on, and some of the things I'm going to talk about today, how I developed this big database. I got 11,000 names in there right now in my personal sales team pro database. So 11,000 names at 2%. I mean, anytime you send something out, if you get a 2% response, it's 200. All right. So if you're getting, you know, we're having 25 to 30% open rates. All right. But you go build your database big enough, what's going to happen is you're going to get things going. So 20 productive hours. Initially, your productive hours should be prospecting. All right. And prospecting is number of new prospects. All right. Then as your database gets bigger, there'll come a time when really prospecting is not even necessary. Matter of fact, prospecting is, you know, you can't even get around to them. Like right now, I can't do all of the, you know, my database is probably twice the size it needs to be. I don't even have the time, the energy, or even the inkling to want to work hard enough to be able to actually work my database. You know, that's why, you know, as I bring people in, I know Kristen and Dan have been, you know, with me, and they've been doing some of, calling on some of the appointments. My son is getting his license. We're doing that. So the point being is that, you know, after a while, you can develop a database that's actually too big. I remember Kip Ridley used to say, he said, I had more appointments than I could ever get around to. All right. And I've always been that way. Back in the days when I was building my base, I was doing 25 to 40 appointments a week. I mean, it was like clockwork. I had so many people coming around, and so much marketing going on, trade shows and field training and everything you can imagine, you know, that's what happened. But the key is that 20 productive hours. Let me give you an example. If you're brand new and you prospect 3 hours a day, 4 days a week, that's 12 hours of prospecting. All right. And you build your database that and you start managing the number of new contacts that go into the database. Then you start looking at, you start managing your database size and you say, well, how big is my database? You know, how big is it? You know, it used to be 200. Now it's 500. One of the things that you're going to find that you'll learn about marketing is the effort that goes into marketing is the same regardless of the number of people that see it. All right. So if I have to go in and create, like this Saturday, we had that event. That event that we did took 3 hours. There was prep work that went into getting you know, everybody together, the topics, Kristen's following up, getting everything going. So if we'd had 200 people on there or 2,000 people, or if we'd had 40,000 people on there, the effort was the same. The outcome is different, all right? And if you start getting your database bigger, what you're going to see is the same effort just gives you more, all right? And you don't have to put more effort in. What happens is you just start getting more return for your effort, all right? So you want to start thinking about every day that, you know, what am I doing? You know, we put a thing on Sales Team Pro. It shows you how many new contacts you put in the last 7 days. All right, you ought to look at that and have a number. And what is that number? Well, if in the last 7 days you put in 20, that means that a year from now you're going to look and you're going to have 1,000 names in there. All right. So if you pick up 20 new ones every week, you got 1,000 names. All right. And you know that's the mindset, and you got to put the time in to get it to a certain level. I don't know what the database size is that you need to have. All right, but I would say thousands, you know, would be good. All right. And then, you know, if you've got a few hundred, what's happening is you're sending an email out, you're not getting, you may add two people register for the event. I had 99 register, all right, for the event. And so what you want to be thinking about is develop a system of 20 productive hours. Most of your hours early on is going to be prospecting. All right. Now, as you progress, you're going to go from prospecting to delegating prospecting. All right. You can trade money for prospecting. That's what I do all the time. During this time that we were going, I've been running 8 radio ads a day promoting the masterclass of investing. Isn't that crazy? 8 a day, 8 15 second ads a day. They ran last week and they ran this week. I didn't even go into the radio to record it. I told Bree, I said, Bree, let's get radio ads running. And we had somebody, spokesperson, do it because I was busy and I didn't want to fool with it. So I traded my money in order to get my prospecting done. And along the way, what was happening? She was on the phone calling people and following up with people. So I did email marketing. I did social media marketing. I did radio. Okay, in order to get the numbers. And I had 99. Now, I don't know if any of you panelists, I'd like to know what your numbers are. Did you have more than 99? I would imagine that I had more registered than anybody. And the reason I had more registered is because I think I got the biggest database of anybody. And it wasn't because I did anything crazy. I got a bigger database. Okay, so then what we do is we go from database size to follow-ups. So when you go into, you know, Sales Team Pro and you look and you say, well, what causes people to make money? Well, let's take a look. I go back to the Sales Team Pro and I go in here and I say, well, there's 10,000 names in there, right? All right. I've had 25 new names in the last 7 days. So that's a lot. Okay. All right. I look at birthdays. We've got 13 today, 431 this month. All right. Well, if you contact 431 people in a month, you know what's going to happen? You're going to make money. Okay. And then we got follow-ups of 279 this month. So 279 and 431. And then we got spouse birthdays. We got annual reviews and follow-ups. Well, that's probably about 200 a week that to be able to just follow up on that. Plus inbound calls that people do, right? So what do we have? So we've had 25 new ones in the last 7 days. Look at that. Here's the last five contacts. Okay. So you go right, goes right through here. I can look at these contacts and I go in. So when was the last time that, you know, I had names go in there? I said, well, let's just go in and date created descending. All right. So I do that. I was Saturday, got in Walter. Let's see if Walter, where's Walter at? Walter Sayers. All right. And I'm talking to Walter, sitting there watching the Titans game. All right. And I talk to Walter. And what happens to Walter? Walter's inside of Sales Team Pro. I already texted him about the deal. I don't know if he's registered yet, but you know what? Walter's a sharp guy. So that's what happens. So I'm always prospecting. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to continually, okay, start looking to build my database. Now, I got a question for you. If you guys, any of you on here, push the same green button that Steve's going to have working, what do you think would happen? What do you think would happen? Same thing. There'd be about 99 people sign up. There'd be, you know what I'm saying? I mean, that's how this thing works. It's all about numbers, getting your numbers up to a point where you've got the law of large numbers working for you rather than the law of small numbers working against you. And there's nothing you can do other than one thing, and that is get busy and get marketing. Does that make sense? Get busy, get marketing, and get it going. So now I'm going to show you a few things. So once you get it in your brain that the database size creates the follow-ups create the cash flow. That's what happens. Now, if you go back and you start looking at it that way, rather than selling something, what you're doing is you're nurturing your database. So we nurture people along until they're ready. Now, if you don't have a lot of names in your database, you may be sitting there and you don't get any real response. But one day you'll cross over to where your phone starts ringing more often. You've got more people out there doing things. And before you know it, you've got so many follow-ups. I mean, think about it. Between birthdays and follow-ups, I got 800 this month. 800 of them. All right. 800. It makes sense because there's 12, you know, there's 10,000 divided by 12, right? Consistent, productive follow-up equals your cash flow. And you have things pour in and you're like, wow, what happened? So now what are some of the things that I have done? Okay. How I built my business. I've been doing this stuff, guys, forever. All right. It's been old school. There's been new stuff. You know, I can look in here, advertising, you know, I've been doing advertising, you know, like right now, every single day, every weekend, I got 2 hours on the radio every weekend. I've got ads running 8 ads a day, every single day, keeping my name out there. All right. I've got internet. Like if you go right now and you start looking at the internet, what you can do is, I mean, if you Google me, you'll be like, wow, this guy's everywhere. Well, I paid to get that done. All right. You know, I went in and I did a thing called Yext years and years and years ago. And so if you go type in Roy Matlock Jr., guess what you got? You got 15 pages All right. And so what do most of you do when you want to check if you hear about somebody? What do? First thing, you Google them, right? You Google them to see if they're legit. So one of the things I did is I said, hey, I got to be legit. All right. So I got my Google page up and a lot of the stuff Lucas can do. But we did things like that early on because I knew that my credibility was the most important thing that I could do. I got to have great credibility if I'm going to be able to go build something. I did all kinds of lead generation. All right. I mean, newspaper ad, around a newspaper ad, guys, for 10 solid years, every single day, 365 days, did a recruiting ad, 365 days. You know what? I spent $500 a month on newspaper, and I averaged getting about one recruit for every $100 I spent. All right. So I would get like one recruit for $100. Now I got a question, any of y'all. If you could recruit one person and it cost you $100, and I don't mean a recruit where they turn in their stuff, they don't know what's going on. And the recruits I was getting 60, 70% of them licensed. All right. So if you could pay $100 and get 60, 70% of them licensed, would you do that? That's easy, right? I knew that for every 20 guys that were licensed, I'd get me one full-timer. I knew that if I did 1 year of advertising in the newspaper, I'd pick up three or four new full-timers. All right. And that's what I did. I had all my numbers, did trade shows. Today, trade shows, you know, we're having, you know, COVID and all that. We still got trade shows. All right. We did them. You know, the response on trade shows are not like it was. All right. Did job fairs, the same kind of deal, you know, website landing pages, right? All of these different types of things that allow you to turn around and generate names. That's what we were doing. We're generating the data. Video, you can do video. One of the things I do now is audio. And sometimes I'll do video, but I do a lot of audio notes. All right. I do audio notes for two reasons. One is if I'm doing an appointment, first thing I'm going to do, I had a guy last week and he was telling me he's worried about having kidney, bad problems. And so anyway, I got off the phone with him. He was an investment client of mine, been around forever. And I said, you know, hey, Chuck, you know, and I started talking to him and I said, I'll be thinking about you. I hope your medical situation gets better. Let me review what we talked about today. All right. Here's what my plan is for you. I'm going to have a brief follow-up with you in a couple of weeks, and I will have Sherry send you over this. You'll need to sign this and do this and do. Anyway, stay in touch if you need anything. That is an audio note that I send over to the guy as a follow-up. It's like a brief recap of what we agreed to. I then send that to Bree and Sherry, who put it into Sales Team Pro, and they know what needs to be done next. And it goes into the audio notes and the physical notes. You can do the same thing with video. I know Josh did some stuff on video talking, sent it out to a bunch of his customers, talking about some things that they ought to do. Social media with the landing pages. What I would be doing with social media is obviously post it, but then I would also text over to some of your better customers, people that like you, trust you, and say, hey, listen, I got something coming up. I'd appreciate your help if you could post this and endorse it to your social media. It's a great thing that you could use that's happening this Saturday. You can do stuff like that. I then take my radio show and it becomes a podcast. All right. So then the podcast, then the email database, all of that stuff does it. Then you can go business to business. I've done tons of business to business stuff. All right. Saturdays, I would go every Saturday, guys, for years, I would do drop-ins. Okay. In neighborhoods. And it wasn't really door to door. We were telemarketing, you know, beforehand. All right. Then you do certain goodwill gestures. What are some goodwill gestures? You send them a Yeti cup or you do something like that with their initials on it. You do all these kind of things. You get in the education business. All right. What is education? What we just did, we offered great education. Anybody that's on that event, I want to comp all of our presenters slammed it other than me. Okay. Because I couldn't get my Zoom to work right. All right. But anyway, Luke's going to try to fix it. If not, we may do that. But anyway, so then you got webinars, you got seminars. I got American Funds coming in next month. We're doing a dinner seminar kind of thing. You got special events that you can come up with, all with the mindset of ask for referrals, right? So when you start putting all this together, you say, why does this work? Well, it works because there's so many things out there that can allow you to get business. And you know what you end up doing? You say, I don't even care. I'm not even worried about it. I got so much stuff going on that at the end of the day, something's going to happen, right? It's going to happen. And it's going to happen. And the people are going to be way more interested in coming. You know, they come to you, all that kind of stuff. And then you add all of this process into your normal system of selling. That's the sales process. So that whole thing is a marketing system. And now what you're going to do is go in and you're going to present and close and follow up and get referrals, right? And then what you've done is you put together a system that will allow you to have an ongoing business. You've got two clients. You've got your client and you've got your reps, right? So, and when you have both of those, and you want to make sure that you're marketing correctly to both parties. And if you do that, you have an override income that's coming in and you have a recurring income, and it becomes a real business. And so anyway, with that, what I'm going to do is I want to get some ideas from any of you guys, just what you're doing as far as following up, what you're doing on the, and I'm looking here to see, Kristen, you got anybody in here? All right, let's see what we got.
If you reload your dashboard, that button should work.
Okay, let's try it and see. All right, guys.
It works for me anyway.
Works for Steve. Here we go. All right, let's reload it. And guys, y'all ready? Hold on, Steve. Where
you got? Gotta go to the dashboard. Wait.
All right, here's the dashboard. Here we go. Boom. 4,000 invitations out with a follow-up on Friday. It's going almost. How about that? When's the last time you prospected 4,700 people with a push of a button? Oh gosh, this is funny. All right, Steve, but so we got everybody, they got their green button. Now all they got to do is go hit the green button, and probably everybody's doing it all at the same time. And so we'll be back to that in just a second. So anyway, how about that, guys? Is that cool or what? Ray Binkley, what's up, buddy?
Hey, brother, how are you?
I'm good.
I was probably the first to push the button. I stuck out as you were talking and pushed that sucker. And you know, it's funny because I look back here and you're right. It's a database. It is. It's the follow up, push the green button. I've got 3,200 contacts in my database here at Sales Team Pro. 2,342 of them are contacts. I got 94 birthdays this month.
There you go. Okay.
Where again, you know, it's funny as I'm sitting here and I'm listening, if you're connected, there's over 400 people on here right now. It's impossible not to make money. I mean, you could take any one of your quadrants that you've just talked about, which you've been doing, you know, since, you know, childhood, it looks like, and it's impossible for us not to make money and just preaching about what you preach. So I absolutely love it. By the way, I talked to a guy in Nashville last night that I'm going to send you. He wants to talk to you.
Good, okay? Good.
And I'll text you his name after this. It might be something that's very, very instrumental. Put it that way.
Very okay, good.
On that. Great yeah. stuff, brother.
Hey, very
push
good.
The button. I've already got it out there.
Push the button, guys. Push the button. Push the button. And you got it. Herb Freeland, what's going on, man?
Hey, Roy, I just hit the button myself. I hit it out to 1,800 contacts, so excited about that. And major stuff going on, Roy, as far as following back up with people. You know, we've had an office assistant. One thing you said back maybe a month or 2 months ago is document and have them document what you do with the assistant. And how they make the phone calls, what they say, et cetera. And she had a medical emergency for the family, so she had to step aside for a while. And now we've got a new person that's filling in. Thank goodness we kept those records and how to do it. And so she's now being approved and going to be back on making the phone calls. But one of the things I cherish so much and so grateful for Sales Team Pro, Roy, is the notes that we can make, the follow-up systems on there. It is amazing, and just so very grateful. And now this upcoming, you know, Saturday for the event that's going to be going on, it's what's put together and the speakers and everybody that participates, it's just first class. So thanks a bunch, man.
I appreciate it, Herb. And here's the thing, guys, that last year we had 2,600 on the first one and 2,100 on the second one. All right. So this year we're starting out at 4,000. So realistically, if you do a great job and promote it, one of the things that happens on email marketing, my big my big idea was 2008. And really I started Definite Contact, which was for email marketing video. So, and I really started back in the early 2000s. With email, because I thought, man, if I push a button and the phone rings, that's winning right there. I don't want to. So I started doing that. And what I learned about sending an email campaign, I can send, and we had other companies that we would do email marketing for, but let's say that you send out we had the Tennessee Titans as an example. All right. So they were one of our first customers. And guys, let me tell you how the Tennessee Titans came about. And this goes all the way back. So I was at watching Monday Night Football. All right. At this local bar kind of restaurant deal. And there were two Titans cheerleaders selling their calendars. How about that? They're in their outfit. Two Titans cheerleaders selling their calendar. And I had just started my company, and I said, I could sell those calendars for you. And she said, well, you should call a cheerleading coach. I call a cheerleading coach. Next thing you know, we do these, and I go in there and I said, look, I'll do it for free. I just want to get us out there. So it went out to 100,000 people, and Bree was one of the spokespersons. How about that? That's how that began. All right. And that went out to 100,000 people. They sold calendars. They did all this kind of stuff. And then Jeff Fisher, the Titans coach, the Titans say, how did y'all do that? I go do business with the Titans. The Titans became one of our customers, paying customers. And Jeff Fisher got on it. And then Jeff Fisher got on it. And guess what happened? ESPN picked up on it. It was like, what is this video and email stuff? Isn't that crazy? So you never know where you're going to get things. But what I learned is that I could send the email out to the same group of people the second time, and I get the same open rates. How about that? Isn't that crazy? So I could send 100,000 names out and 20% would open. Send the same 100,000, same thing. And guess what? I get another 20% open, because people, they're busy. They just don't see it. So realistically, we may end up with the same number of people this weekend because the other people just didn't see it. Does that make sense? Do you see every email you get? No, you don't. And so you want to be prospecting people, get your numbers out there. Don't think that if they didn't do it last week, that if you post it on Facebook and do the same thing this week, that they won't pick up on it. And then what you might do is do something like, hey, we had so much response, over 4,000 attendees to our masterclass of investing. We're redoing it again this Saturday. If you missed out, here's a link, and you pop it on your social media and you send it out. So anyway, Herb, thank you, buddy. Let's see who else we got on here. That's, any success stories that, tell me something that we, from this weekend, anybody want to jump in there? We got any name? Brett, what's up, buddy? John. Is John there?
Yeah, bud.
Hey, buddy. So, how'd it go this weekend?
You know, it's funny. I just hit the button again because we had, we We didn't have a lot of registrations. We sent it out. We used Mark Drake's recommendation. We used BombBomb as well and made videos like, hey, if you registered, follow through. Don't be, you know, like we did a lot of that stuff and got a low turnout. So we sent it. I just sent it again based on what you just said. And we're going to keep doing it. So
how big is your database?
Almost 1,500.
Okay. And how many did you have register?
13.
So I've got 10,000 and I had 99. So what does that say?
There you go.
Y'all hear that? I mean, and you think about 99, you're like, wow, 99. You know, when's the last time that you pushed a button and had 99? And you realize that I'll give you another stat. An unopened email. A customer that has an unopened email will spend 250% more money than someone that's not getting an email with you. Isn't that crazy? Here's one. Mark Solomon had 3,800, got 24. So what? Triple it. Okay. So my numbers are not much different than anybody else's numbers. And here's the good news about it. We're going to repurpose all of this afterwards as well. So it always works that way. Hey, Michael Cash, what's going on? How'd it go this weekend?
Hey, Roy, I had, I think 20 people registered. Database is about 1,558, but I think only 738 emails are in there right now.
All right.
And we had, I think four or five people actually show. I don't know if people went on YouTube or not. So,
here's the thing. YouTube, Steve, is YouTube, showing in the attendance log. We'll see if Steve heard me on that. Because we had more people on YouTube than we had on Zoom.
The answer to that, Roy, is no, it doesn't.
Okay, no, it doesn't. Okay, all right. So I thought we were putting landing pad. We'll have to find out on that. So we actually had a lot more than we need to figure that one out for this weekend.
Yeah, I did a follow up with my folks that, you know, showed they were registered but didn't attend, and they said, "Yeah, we watched it on YouTube." It's like, oh,
okay. So let me see if Steve's still around. Steve, you still there? I don't know if Steve's there or not, but anyway. So Norm, tell us what's up. What'd you get out of it?
Well, I had about 42 people registered. Had 28 that watched it, and the 15 or so that didn't, I set up a broadcast to them and said, "Hey, I noticed you registered for the masterclass but didn't attend. What happened?" And again, about 7 or 8 of those came back and said, "Yeah, we were there. We watched it on YouTube."
All right, so
I pushed my button about the same time Ray did a few minutes ago, because it's the gold is in the follow up.
Oh, it's all in the follow up. Everything is about the follow up. Absolutely, absolutely. Sonia, what's going on, Sonia? Are you there? Sonia.
Yes, I'm here.
Hey, so tell us what's good. Give me something good. What are you doing?
Well, we had about 35 people that registered, and it looks like we only had about 7 or 8 that watched it. But out of the 7 or 8 that watched it, I got 3 phone calls on yesterday, and we're going to be talking today with some of them after this call to talk about investing.
Yeah. And you know, the thing is, it sounds to me like, and we tried to figure the YouTube, I thought we had it figured out on the YouTube to figure out who registered. All right. So we'll have to find out from Lucas and Steve on how to get that to where we know. So it sounds to me like we had a lot more attend than it shows up in the custom lists about the attendees. So we'll work on that and see what's happening. Annie, what's up, Annie? You did a great job Saturday.
Hey, how are you?
Good, good.
Yeah, so I've been getting contacted a lot, and my week is almost all booked up. So yeah, you know, a lot of good compliments, a lot of, you know, my people that showed up, they just loved the information. The annuity information was very good. Yeah, I love this, you know. So yeah, it's an awesome thing. And yes, I did hit the green button.
There you go. Yeah, hit that green. That green button is the best prospecting you can ever do. Keith Hageman, what's up, Eddie? I hadn't heard from you in a while. Keith, are you there? I see his smiling face. Let's see if we got him up there. We'll come back to Keith.
I'm here, dude.
Hey, buddy, what's going on?
Well, I tell you what, I'm multitasking here. I was telling Kristen earlier, I'm probably not the one to Jill, my office manager, who's going to be on Sunday on the workshop for how to find an office manager. She does this stuff for me. So she's a master at it. So I should probably have had her on as far as on our follow-up stuff. She might even be on here. I don't know. But Roy, sometimes I have a shortage of words as far as just the value of what you bring. But what you again said today, it's all a numbers business. We've all been in Primerica for so long, we understand 183.15.2, but for some weird reason, we get like we cut it off there and we don't think marketing is the same scenario. I think your comment, what you just said of 10,000, you had 99, and then the other gentleman only had a certain number. It's all ratios and it's all numbers. And I think that's what I've struggled with personally, is I specifically need to be on a daily basis saying, okay, how many am I adding? How many am I adding? And then the system, what you guys have already put in place, will work. It's then you just have to have a duplicatable to where that follow-up happens. So I know I can't have specific numbers, but I know Jill in the next 30 days will have very specific results, very specific numbers, because that's what she does. That's what she's good at. And it allows me then, I like what Tommy Lee always would say, is I get to go do the harvest.
That's it. And guys, everything is about, you know, just adding, you know, Jay Abraham has always said you add pillars of income. And the way you do pillars of income is, you know, most people, they go out on the end of the diving board and they're bouncing and it's not sturdy or anything like that. They got maybe one system. Okay. They may get referrals and then they tackle somebody at the gas station. All right. That's the Primerica way. All right. But then you turn around and you start putting these pillars of income in there. You know, you've got referrals, you've got your normal stuff, and then you got, you know, all these different things, email and social media and radio, and just everything you can imagine. Okay. Trade shows. And before you know it, you've got all these little systems coming in. Okay. And doing stuff. And you get this database nurtured. And before you know it, you're like, wow, this is unbelievable. So anyway, hey, Dano, you know, I got your note yesterday. So if that tells you anything, that was sent, what, maybe 2 months ago?
Probably.
So I went to the office yesterday. Guys, let me show you what I did. You guys will love this. I go to the office yesterday. You can see that all this is really like very important stuff, you know, that I've never opened. All right. So I went to the office yesterday and got, you know, Dano had sent me a note and I was like, all right, well, it's just funny. And so anyway, so tell what's going on, dude. I know you got all kinds of good stuff happening.
Yeah. I mean, we actually sent out about 1,797 invites, had 31 registered by Saturday. Had a couple that trickled in actually Saturday morning. But the great thing was, is Steve having that tracking system, we immediately jumped on the phone then yesterday, following up with those that did, and say, you know, same as what everybody's found out. Some were like, hey, actually I was on YouTube, you know, so we didn't see that they were tracked. But it was great because it actually struck up some conversations. We had two follow-up reviews already scheduled, and we've got a couple that are, you know, they're dealing with COVID or whatever, and, you know, want to get together, you know, in February. So it's just, again, it's just that drop on them and they got a chance to see it. And one client's like, hey, I love the person who talked about the live, you know, test. I want to get together and review that, you know, so it's just great. The nuggets that are being shared.
Well, that's good. And hey, also Billy Rollins, I got your card too. It's like his was back from the sales team pro conference. So you can tell that I'm in the office all the time and making things happen like that. Let me, I got a few more people I want to call on that have really been out there. Hey, by the way, next week, Bill Dorfman, you remember Bill Dorfman? You know, Bill, I told all of you guys that I was going to support Bill's, you know, group this summer. You know, it's his entrepreneur type week where you send your kids and stuff like that. So I want you to think about that. He's going to be on next Tuesday as my guest. We're going to talk more about that, but he has got, right off the bat, he's got, Richard Branson. Okay. That's a pretty good speaker. Okay. If you have nobody else but Richard Branson, you got him, you got Usher, you got a lot of these, Paula Abdul, and he'll give you the whole thing. But I'm going to send my kids out there this summer. It's in July, like mid-July. They could stay at UCLA campus, but it's something that, I think it'd be a cool deal. And so, and I'm also going to be speaking out there at the event. And so you might want to think about that. He'll be on next week. We'll be talking about it. If you have kids, grandkids, any like 15 to 25 is kind of the age bracket, but they spend a week and it's not that expensive and get to hang out, with a bunch of successful people. Bill's going to come on for part of the next week's event next week here. So anyway, let me see who else we got real fast here. Anthony, have you doubled your income again? Mercandani?
Wish. No. Had a decent week. Had 200,000 this week. So.
Well, look at it. He's got his Nashville hat on, man. He's ready.
I'm ready. I'm ready, man.
So what's going on? Give us some good ideas going through, guys, at the end, let's try to target some specifics that you might be thinking about doing to fill up Saturday.
Yeah. So, I think following up on, the emails that were sent out that were opened, I kind of went through and started sifting through my database just to see, okay, who opened it and who actually came. So that's what I started doing this week, is actually calling and texting some of the people that opened but couldn't make it. And I just was like, hey, I know you missed out on Saturday. Good news is we got another one this Saturday. Hopefully you can plug into that. So I've been kind of contacting through texting and phone calls. So that's one of the things I've been doing this week, trying to get the attendance up.
Yeah, very good. And Diane, thanks for that. It's called LEAP, L-E-A-P. And if you go look it up for Bill Dorfman's foundation, it's going to be, it will be really good. And Bill's going to give us some more good information next week when we come on there. So yeah, hey, your opens and about 25% of your emails that go out will be opened. All right. 25 to 29%, something like that. So you've got a whole group of people that you can call that opened, and you can call the ones that didn't open. Say, hey, I don't know if you missed this, but I wanted to reach out to you. All right. And just grind it out. It's just like anything else. You get your numbers, and in one day you wake up, you're like, wow, that's pretty cool. I don't know how I got that business, but I got that business, that kind of thing. Mark Foresty, what's up, buddy? Hey, Mark.
Hey, Roy. How are you today, buddy?
Good, good. Give us some ideas. What are you doing?
Hey, so listen, I've been using Sales Team Pro, getting really good at it, teaching it to a few people in the office as well. But back in November, I used it to send out some campaigns for my client appreciation dinner. As a result of that, about 2.4 million rolled in for December. And I've got so that works really well. But in there, there were 17 new clients that came that got added to the database. They're going to be on a call with me tonight for kind of like a, question answer, market outlook kind of a thing. And then I'm going to put in the, investing masterclass note there for those of you who had missed last Saturday. So we'll get a little bit more exposure from that. We had 30 people plug into that event, and we've got 17 appointments from callbacks for reviews and questions, just sit down. So there's a lot of activity that's starting, what I like to call a wave of activity, which is kind of a good way to start out the year. We closed December about 53,000 in income, which was a great December. And over the 2 months, right around 100K in income. The disappointing thing is we got to get that in 1 month. So I'm really taking it personal that you sent that out, that 100K in 1 month. So we really got to get that.
Yeah, I don't even know how you're surviving on 50 grand a month. You got to get busy, dude. I mean, come on. You got to step your game up there, buddy. Hey, you know what? I just caught a great idea from you. And am I hearing this that you're doing a Q&A?
It's a Q&A kind of a thing. Answer some questions on some of the questions I'm getting from people as I'm talking to them on the phone. And so I just decided, hey, look, let's just do a Q&A on some of the most popular questions that we've been getting. And I've got one of our strategic partners is going to plug into that as well, along with a couple other people. But so that's kind of what we're doing.
You know, it just made me think, okay, do a Zoom and do a Zoom to your client base and just talk about, you know, if you go back and look at that email, my first email that I sent on Sales Team Pro was when we were having market volatility, and I did a video and an email and it kind of did that. But, you know, that would be kind of interesting to do almost like talk radio again. All right. And you do a Zoom and you put it out to your client base. You know, because we got crazy markets. I mean, the market's, you know, getting slammed again today. And yesterday was that, you know, down 1,000 and finished up 100. I had people call me and I was like, you know, just hang in there. I always say this, you know, my job is to be sane when everybody's temporarily insane. All right. And so right now, this might be a great idea to put together for your database where you just say, hey, we're going to do Q&A on the market, you know, and, you know, future, you know, what the future holds and stuff like that. I'll bet you we'll get a big one. I'm going to put that on my to-do list, something coming up here pretty good. So very good. Hey, Josh, what's going on, buddy? What do we got happening?
Hey, a couple things. Friday's Clubhouse, I'm really excited about. We're doing HubSpot just came out with their 2022 social media trends. And they did like this whole big survey and big write-up. We'll be posting it on there and then talking about it. But just a lot of really powerful stuff coming from HubSpot.
HubSpot, guys, if you don't know about HubSpot, HubSpot is the number one marketing blog you'll ever find. I went to Boston about 10 years ago to the HubSpot marketing conference, spent 3 days with a bunch. Even then I was like 50 years old and I was my average age was double or triple. Okay. Everybody that was there. But HubSpot's good.
Yeah. So we're going to be talking about that on Friday morning on Clubhouse. So if you've never been on Clubhouse, just go in the Telegram chat, on Friday morning. We'll have the link there. Lucas and I are also going to work. We're going to break down this masterclass. Mike Warner gave me a great idea, that Roy was like all about. We're going to turn the masterclass into kind of like the client education series, a multi-email format, breaking up the speakers so you can press it out like a campaign. And then people will get a different video on a different topic from speakers over the course of some duration we haven't figured out yet, but it'll be a nice little drip to keep in people's ear, which can be really, really cool and super powerful. And then something I was just thinking about, Roy, that I haven't heard many people talking about, but just it's been hitting me lately, was I was talking to John Pierce about managed accounts. Him and I have changed our business in a lot of ways because of managed accounts. We've seen how it's helped clients dramatically, especially in this market volatility times. I'm seeing big changes for those who are retail versus managed. But I was just thinking about that rule came out in October 2010, originally, when they were like, Department of Labor, we're going to do this thing. Obama talked about it in 2015, right? And I remember when the company wanted me to get the license, I think we forget that we were so close to, you weren't going to be able to write qualified plans if you didn't have a 65 license. You were not going to do traditional IRAs, Roth IRAs. People didn't look it up. You just kind of listened to what the company was saying, but you didn't like kind of maybe go do any research. It's like you were almost out of business if you didn't have a Series 65.
And at any given moment, FINRA can come bring that thing back.
Right. And that's what I've been thinking about. Like, just because it's gone, Trump put it to bed. You know, it's like Obama tried to bring it, you know, started it. Trump put it to bed. Now we've got the Biden administration, the Democrats, the same people who issued it out. I'm not saying political, it's just that's who was into it before, right? So the odds that comes back to me are too high. And I'm just thinking, if you're not 65 licensed, you're crazy, because they could just come out, drop the hammer on that, and then they're like 6 months and you're like scrambling to
get by the way, guys, your trails will triple or quadruple. And wouldn't it be great if they would pass a law to make our trails quadruple? I mean, that'd be awesome if you have a 65 license. So right. Anyway, yes, very good. Hey, Ed Randall, real quick, I'm going to let Ed close us out. What's up, Ed? Ed. Oh, you're muted. I think you're muted, Ed. I can't tell. Yeah, Ed, you're muted. Maybe I don't have Ed. Don't have Ed in there. All right, Josh, you're the closer. What's the last word?
Back to me.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, well, I think the last word is, like, as we've been talking about today, the masterclass is unbelievable. But something doesn't work when you throw it out one time. It's that 80% is closed on the, you know, 5+ follow-ups, right? So just, we got to get people to this Saturday. Then we've got to create a campaign, and we just keep putting this material in front of people, and they will close over the next 3, 6, 9 months, or referrals that come from it, that kind of thing. So I think that's the main thing for everybody to understand about marketing. It's patience. The business walks into the door to you after you've been dripping on it for a long time. It's not just like a walk in the house, close the deal. So be patient. That's what putting these things on are for. And that's why we create follow-up systems. So the business comes to you when they're ready.
All right, guys. Well, hey, Saturday, we're kicking it again, and work hard this week. Let's have a bigger number than we did last week. And next week, Bill Dorfman will be up. We got Clubhouse on Friday, which will be a great topic with HubSpot. Y'all have a great week. See you later.